Sports betting brethren, bring it up. It is Thursday, January 29, 2019. Brethren. Welcome and thanks for stopping by, taking a listen. Yesterday I was on a bit of a rant. You can always tell when I had too much coffee and I have the red ass because, you know, I go off on a rant. I hate fucking losing and I hate it. And I guess I'm oblivious to how many other sports picking free tip craziness things are out there on the interwebs because I just did a little homework last night hanging out watching the over on that Tennessee game. Thank you very much. And just realized, Jesus, there's a boatload of that stuff out there. I mean, I guess I was oblivious. I apologize. But I try to, I always just, I'd rather have quality than quantity. And I catch myself doing too much quantity. So I have to pull myself back a little bit, you know, kind of like a horse go, whoa, hey, slow the fuck down. And try to do more drilled down deep quantity. And I guess I have another tool, another resource for you to take a look at. I think I've mentioned the actionnetwork.com. I use them a lot to check money movement, line movement. And let's be very clear, guys, think about it. When you have a game, like I'm going to throw out to you here shortly. That's kind of a higher profile, a bigger conference. And the same holds true in football. And of course the concept is true. And even in the NBA and NFL, you got to ask yourself, who's moving the money? Why is the money moving? Why is the line moving? And is it even relative? And in many cases, the books may be just fucking with you. So you really have to kind of, you know, use that as a portion of your capping. And so I think I've mentioned Haslametrics for college basketball. I've mentioned KenPom for college basketball. Statistically, analytically, if you wanted to build a model or use that for analytics, you could. TeamRankings.com is another awesome, awesome one. I'm really big into following against the spread teams because that's telling me, like, a team like Drake, guys, a team like Drake right now is, it's kind of a dark horse that's an ATS machine. And so I guess what I'm saying is, knowing those top 15, 20 ATS teams and either riding them or not playing them is key. And contrarily, the ones at the bottom that, again, can't find the team bus, you know, playing against them or just not even supporting them or betting on them is, you know, if you just stay play, I always say, you know, playing at the tips, you know, you're riding the hot and you're fading the colds. Real fucking simple, you know. The bad ones lose, the good ones win. So what are you going to do? You know, I'm trying to help you on where to fish and how to fish. I'm going to be coming out with a Major League Baseball. I'm so fucking excited about this. An MLB course, guys. I don't know how long it's going to be. I'm just going to go until it's done. But I've been working on, I'm going to be putting out a Major League Baseball course to help you identify and be a better capper in MLB. I know it's a marathon. It's dry. Baseball's boring, whatever. But, man, there's some great opportunities to make cabbage in baseball. So look for that probably right after Super Bowl. I should have it all done, hopefully right after Super Bowl. In the interim, get on the PM Picks list. Those of you that don't listen routinely, we have a PM Picks list. It's called the Afternoon or Evening Picks. We email that to you, and typically there's a couple of selections on there that as we get more and more time to cap and check rosters, check lineups, check injuries, check spreads, check blah, blah, blah. We'll typically have a couple, two or three that we fire out there in the evenings. I fucked up. I was going to throw out Hawaii last night to you guys, but the game went off, like, you know, so late and so bad. They ended up winning by one, and so I should have thrown it out. So I will get that out before 3:30 p.m. I'm sorry, 5:30 Eastern time. So get on that PM picks list. Email info@sportsbetuniversity.com. Email info@sportsbetuniversity.com to get on the PM picks list, and we'll get those out to you in the afternoon, so you have enough time to get those placed and get those into your cards. So let's make some fucking money. I'm gonna put a candy bar on Michigan State right here, guys. Michigan State's at -5, lined open up at -4. I just kind of believe they're just playing so damn well. The five shouldn't scare. I think they're going to win probably, you know, 8, 9, 10 points. I think they're going to get the job done in Iowa. I don't think Iowa's the same team that they have had in the recent years. And I think it's going to be a pretty high scoring game. I think if Iowa is in it, you're definitely going to hit the over. But I believe that Michigan State's probably going to get the best of them here tonight. So we're going to play Iowa for the early start. Get that in before that line goes up. That's why I'm doing the early pick. So get it in before it goes to 5.5, 6, 6, 7, 6.5. Get on Michigan State. And I will have a couple for you this afternoon. I'll be sending out for sure. And hey, love you guys. Appreciate the followership. Let's go make some fucking cabbage.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.